What is Right by Eitan Boritzer. What is right? If you and your friend walk down the street on a hot sunny day, and you see an orange tree with lots of big juicy oranges growing in your neighbor's yard, and some of the oranges are hanging over the fence into the street, is it right to take a few oranges for yourself? Well, there are lots of oranges, and it is a hot sunny day, and there is nobody else around. So, is it right to take a few oranges for yourself or not? What is right? Grown-ups have lots of rules. Sometimes grown-up rules are called laws, and these rules are supposed to tell us what is right and what is not right. But how do grown-ups come up with all these rules? Where did the first rule come from? And anyway, what is the first rule? Where did your mom or dad or your teachers learn what is right? And do your mom or dad or teachers always know and do what is right? How can we ever know the answer to this big, big question, what is right? Maybe you and your brother are supposed to pick up leaves for your neighbor. Suppose your neighbor promised to pay $1 to each of you for picking up leaves in his yard. But what if your brother works less than you do? Should he still get $1? Should he get less? And should you tell your neighbor? Or should you just talk it over with your brother? What is right? Sometimes, we're not sure what is right and what is not right. There are some things that we know are not right, and almost everybody knows that these things are not right. It's not right to steal. It's not right to lie. It's not right to kill or to hurt anyone. But what if we do something that maybe is not right, but it is not something like stealing or lying or killing? What if we don't know all the rules? What should we do if we're not sure if something is right or not right? What if we only want one or two oranges out of that whole big tree of oranges? Is that really stealing? What if we don't work as hard as our sister at picking up leaves? It was only for a little while that we didn't work as hard. Is that really lying to not tell our neighbor? What if we want to eat some meat and somebody has to kill an animal for us to eat meat? Is that really killing? How can we be sure that we know what is right and what is not right? Sometimes, if we don't know what is right or are not sure, we can try to find and listen to a little voice somewhere inside us called our conscience. Now, nobody really knows where this little voice called our conscience comes from, but sometimes people call it the voice of the heart. Nobody knows if animals like dogs or cats or even fish or trees or bugs have this little voice inside them, or if only people have a conscience. And nobody knows how this little voice called our conscience really even knows what is right. But maybe, if you don't know what is right or are not sure, you can sit somewhere kind of quiet and try to hear that little voice inside yourself, maybe in your heart, and listen to what that voice is telling you. But how does your conscience know what is right? Maybe your conscience can see the whole big picture of what you're doing or what will happen or what you'll feel like after you do it. Maybe we don't always see the whole big picture of what we're doing. Maybe we only see that big juicy orange on a hot day. But maybe our conscience can help us to see that big juicy orange doesn't really belong to us, and maybe we shouldn't take it without asking, even if we think the person who owns the orange tree might not mind. Sometimes we think we know what is right, but maybe we really don't. Maybe it's your birthday, and you have a big party and a big birthday cake with lots of ice cream and colored letters and all kinds of stuff all over it. Maybe you think that because it's your birthday, you should have the first and biggest slice of cake of any of your friends at your party. Is that really right? Maybe what is right is giving something to someone else before taking it for ourselves, even if it's our birthday. Sometimes we do something that is not right to try and make something else right. Is that right? Maybe a kid in class is whispering or bothering other kids in class and making it hard for them to pay attention and learn. And maybe the teacher doesn't know about it. So maybe some of the kids get angry and want to hurt this noisy kid after school. But maybe this kid has some problems at home or has some special needs, and maybe we have to figure out something better than just getting angry at him and doing what is not right. Some people say that what is right is always right. Right in the beginning, right in the middle, and right at the end. What does that mean? If you know that it's not right to hurt anyone, but those kids in class hurt that noisy kid after school, can that be right? Maybe that kid stops whispering in class and bothering other kids after those kids hurt him. But maybe that's because that kid never comes back to school after those kids hurt him. Is that right? Maybe if it's not right to hurt anyone, that means you should never hurt anyone, not in the beginning, not in the middle, and not at the end. Does that sound like a hard thing to do? Sometimes, doing what is right can be scary. Maybe you want to tell those kids after school that it is not right to hurt that noisy kid, or maybe you want to tell a grown-up about it. That's how doing what is right can sometimes be scary. Because maybe those kids won't like you if you try to stop them from doing what is not right. But does that mean we should not do what is right because it is scary? Maybe if we do what is right, even if it's scary, things will turn out all right. Do you think? Can you teach a robot what is right? Suppose we teach a robot what is right on our planet, and we send the robot to another planet on a spaceship to teach people on that planet what is right. Maybe the people on the other planet will not think that what is right on our planet is right for their planet. And maybe what is right on their planet will not be right for us either. Maybe what is right for us is not right for our neighbor. Maybe what is right for us is not right for other people or not right in other places. Can what is right be different for different people? How can we figure that one out? Can two different things be right? Maybe two people get into a fight, and each of them thinks he or she is right. Sometimes, when grown-ups get into big fights, they go to a place called court and meet a person called a judge. There, they have to explain to the judge what each of them thinks is right. And sometimes they even shout, and it's really not very nice. Then the judge decides who and what is right, and both people then have to do what the judge says. Do you think that is right? Is it better for two people to fight in front of a judge or to fight when they are alone? Sometimes, big groups of grown-ups get really angry and have really big fights, and sometimes they even kill each other, and that's called war. How can we help two different people or two different groups of people both be right so that nobody gets hurt? Can something feel not right, but somehow still be right? Maybe one night there's a big storm with lots of thunder and lightning. You're not scared, are you? And maybe, because of the lightning, a tree in the forest catches on fire. And soon a lot of trees are on fire. In the morning, the forest is all smoky, and a lot of trees are black and burned down. Maybe we all feel sad about all the trees that burn down. But sometimes things just happen, happy or sad, right or not right, and that's just called nature. Fire is just a part of nature, like lightning and thunder and rain and sunshine, and grasshoppers and snakes, and man-eating crocodiles, and a full moon and clouds, and ladybugs and bees, and lots of other stuff like that are all part of nature. So can we really say that something like a fire in nature is right or not right? How can something that feels not right still be right? How can what is right be right for everybody? How can what is right always be right? How can you or anybody ever know that what is right always and for everybody? Do you know anybody who knows what is right always and for everybody and for sure? Have you ever heard of anybody like that? Have you? What is right? Maybe what is right is a question that we need to keep asking and talking about with other kids and grown-ups every day, maybe even forever. Maybe sometimes we can go somewhere very quiet and ask ourselves very quietly, what is right? Maybe if we can hear that voice of the heart inside ourselves and figure out what is right, maybe we can start to feel really good inside and maybe even kind of quiet and nice inside. But what if we don't keep asking ourselves what is right and talking about it with other kids and grown-ups, maybe even with animals or trees or bugs? Then we may never figure out the answer. So please, never stop asking that big, big question. What is right?